every day here on Ag News 890, we talk about what's going on out there in the 160, 320, and 640-acre gardens out there. But a lot of evenings or mornings before farmers head to the field, they tend their garden at home in the yard. So let's talk about that little garden that might be producing pretty well or may have some challenges this year with North Dakota State University Extension horticulturist Esther McGinnis. Hello, Esther.
Hi, Nick.
Hey, good to talk to you. I only talk to you once or twice a year, so how you been?
Oh, we've been great and incredibly busy here at NDSU Extension.
Now, last year, I'm sure, is because everybody was home and they were maybe attending, doing a little bit more around the house, the garden, whatnot. What's going on this year?
Well, I think there's still some of the same. We've been talking with garden centers, and it's amazing how much stock they have sold. So people are continuing to garden. But on top of that, we're getting into having all of our field days again and seeing people in person and educating them in person.
Wonderful. All right. Well, and I guess first thing we should talk about the horticulture research and demonstration gardens, which is right on the southwest corner of the campus on 12th Avenue?
That's correct, yes, 12th Avenue and 18th Street.
So now this year, some of the daylilies, and you are one of this, I would like to point out that place right there, it's a Hemerocallis. I had to think of that word for a second before I could spit it out. This is one of the greatest displays in the U.S. of A. Are they a little sooner than normal this year because of the heat? Are those flowers kind of peaking?
They are peaking right now. They're right on time. So, yes, it's just a beautiful, beautiful display. Over 2,000 cultivars of daylilies, and you're right. It's the largest collection of daylilies of any public institution in the country.
And what hours are open?
Well, the garden is normally open, from sunrise to sunset. But right now, we have an unexpected garden pest. It's the blue angels. The blue angels are practicing right above our garden, and they have shut off our garden for the afternoon because it's in the hot box.
Oh,
I see. Who ever thought? The blue angels.
Wow. Usually, we have flying pests around, but and most of them are not colored blue. But by golly, this year, something new this year, huh?
Yes. But, you could certainly come by in the evening or when they're done with rehearsal or done with the air show. So right now, they are kind of locked down for the moment. But in the evening, when they're done practicing for the air show and when the air show is done for the day, you could certainly come in. Or you could come in next week, and it'll be a little bit calmer.
So now, why should somebody do that? I mean, I've taken teenage girls out to see these thousands of flowers, and my granddaughters just were totally amazed and impressed. And, well, like teenage girls, they were swooning over all of these flowers you have out there.
Oh, absolutely. It feeds the soul. So we have some individuals that were like, well, shouldn't you be focusing on edibles? But we also need beauty in our lives, too. And that's really what this garden represents. For those that are a little bit more in-depth with their daylily knowledge, it's really the history of daylily breeding from, like, the late 1800s to the present. So it's just it's really this fantastic conservation opportunity also.
And I would think that if anybody who wants to say, hey, I want something unique, you've got all the names, both the scientific and common name of every one of these daylilies right there. That way they could go to a garden center locally and request that one. Huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Super.
So everything is very nicely labeled.
All right. Now, then, tell us, who is Dale Herman?
Dale Herman is the former woody plant breeder. So that was before Todd West.
And the place out at Absaraka is named after him, huh?
That's correct. It's the Dale E. Herman Landscape Arboretum. And it's a 35-acre arboretum set within an 80-acre horticultural research farm.
Which we drive through corn and soybean fields, and all of a sudden, wow, what's this doing out there? And I guess the answer to the question, why is it way out there instead of in town?
Well, it happens to be a great area for us to grow trees, and it allows us to use a little bit different soil than we have in the Red River Valley. So it's essentially right on the edge of the Red River Valley, and it has a little bit loamier, a sandy loam soil, so we can test trees in different soil types.
Yeah. All right. Well, again, just thinking out loud here, so it's more it's not the Fargo Arboretum. It is a North Dakota State University Arboretum, which would be representative for soil across North Dakota.
Absolutely. And it's really the largest collection of trees in the Northern Great Plains.
Wow. All right. Well, okay, when can we go there?
Well, we are having a field day on August 11th from 3:30 to 7 p.m. And it's going to be a fabulous day. Starting at 4 o'clock, we're going to have a riding tour, so you can see the tree collection, but you can also see all the other research that's going on. We have fruit research that is being conducted there. We have a high tunnel. So really, you can see just state-of-the-art research that's being conducted by NDSU.
Wonderful. All right, August 11th, is it?
August 11th, and we're going to be getting a press release out sometime next week that will have driving directions to the farm.
Okay, gotcha. All righty, now to the issues at hand. What kind of gardening questions are coming your way?
We're getting questions on blossom end rot and tomatoes. And that's a question we get every year, but it seems a little bit more pronounced because of the drought. And blossom end rot is really complex. There's a lot of misinformation out there, but it's when you see the bottom of your tomato start to rot. And it's caused by a calcium deficiency, but really the best thing you can do is just ensure even soil moisture. Make sure that you're watering your tomatoes deeply so that the water can dissolve the calcium and the calcium can move in the plant, and you can produce those big, beautiful tomatoes.
Nothing better than homegrown tomatoes.
Oh, yes. Yes, there's that certain flavor profile.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Any other, like the insects are starting to show up in the soybeans and cornfields, spider mites and aphids, leafhoppers, things like that. Any garden insects we should or could be aware of?
It's the exact same thing. I've never seen insects this bad in the 8 years I've been here, but we have aphids that are a problem. We have leafhoppers, and then, of course, grasshoppers. Now, when it comes to, your aphids and your leafhoppers, easy thing to do is wash them off the plant. Use a strong jet of water, and they'll wash right off the plant, and they'll have a hard time climbing back up again. Or you can use insecticidal soap for those, too.
All right, yeah, the folks who are, say, organic or do not want to use a chemical insecticide, insecticidal soap, how does that work?
Well, it really is a soap. And what happens is that, it's mixed up at a certain concentration and it dehydrates the soft-bodied insects. So the aphids don't have a scale on them and neither do the leaf hoppers. So you spray it directly on the insect. It has to make contact, and then they just dry out.
And if they die, I'm not going to feel bad at all.
Exactly.
All righty. Esther McGinnis, NDSU Extension Horticulturist. All right, the NDSU Horticulture Research and Demonstration Gardens ran on 12th Avenue. As soon as the air show is over, we'll get out there and enjoy some wonderful beauty. And then August 11th, out at Absaraka, the Dale E. Herman Arboretum and research facility out there. Great things that are going on at NDSU. Thank you, Esther, for the work you do. And hey, Master Gardener program, is that coming up later this year?
Yes, that is. We are going to start accepting applications for the program in September, so we would love to have a lot of new Master Gardeners enter the program.
Super. All right, here comes another press release. We'll keep an eye out.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you, Esther. Talk to you later.